Alright, can you tell me your name and how to spell it, please?
Jason Joss. J-A-S-O-N-D-L-18.
And you are an assistant varsity basketball coach. Just for context, I'm doing a story on Percy Eberhardt and his legacy at Clark Central. So, just a couple questions about that specifically. Can you just tell me a little bit about what it was like, Coach Smith said you grew up with him? Like, what was it like growing up with him?
Well, actually, I mean, it was strange because I'm a little older than Percy, and we used to play, you know, like pick up ball, kind of like right in front of where he lived. Mm-hmm. And we would like never pick him. We'd never pick him. He would go home, he would take his ball, mm-hmm. you know, and all that type of stuff. And then, like, as it kind of went on, mm-hmm. we started to see, like, okay, this kid may be okay.
Yeah.
So we kind of started letting him play. And the mm-hmm. more he played, the more we were like, hey, this kid's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so once we got on to high school, you know, it just kind of blossomed and took off.
Yeah.
And playing with him, it was amazing, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, now that we look at it, it's like he was a Kevin Durant before there was a Kevin.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he was doing the same thing that Kevin Durant is doing now.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing it then, before anybody ever heard of a Kevin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was actually amazing.
Yeah. What was he like? Like, Coach Smith said you were teammates, like, what was it like when you were on the floor with him, like, to play with?
A lot of times, you would kind of find yourself watching him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You were like, you would pass him the ball, and you'd be kind of like, okay, let's see what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So, actually, I mean, it was a great experience. He was a great teammate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everybody had their moments, you know. But overall, he was a great teammate.
Yeah, yeah. Coach Smith mentioned he was kind of silly.
Yeah, he was very silly.
Yeah.
He was very silly. Always joking around. Mm-hmm. You might be in the layup line. He'll come by and, like, tap you on your ear and look all the way. You know, just being a kid, basically.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was real silly at times. Mm-hmm. But when it came time to play, he knew how to turn it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have a favorite memory playing with him in experience?
Actually, I'll never forget. It was the Hancock Central game.
Mm-hmm.
The game literally, like, had just started, probably like 3 or 4 minutes into the game.
Mm-hmm.
I had got taken out of the game, and I was walking to the bench. And I just heard everybody kind of, like, stand up, like, oh, and I turned around. When I turned around, he caught the ball. He took, like, 2 long steps, and he just slammed it home. And when he got through, he had the rim in his hand. He shattered the backboard.
Did he?
Yes. And he walked over to the bench with the rim in his hand. He's like, what are we going to do now? I was like, I don't know about you, but I'm finna go home because ain't nobody playing no more ball tonight. So that was literally my favorite moment. He shattered the backboard over the OG.
And you never played again? You couldn't finish the game?
No, we didn't finish the game, no.
So you had to reschedule it?
No, they didn't reschedule it. They just...
Nope.
It was just it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was like, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he did it, like, the stands just empty. People were, like, running on the floor trying to get glass. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
What was he like sort of outside the basketball environment as a person?
He was a good person overall. He, like I said, he was silly, but he was just an overall good person. You know, he always tried to look out for you if he could. You know, just an overall good person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many years older were you than him?
I graduated in 91. He graduated in 90, so I was like a year or so.
Okay, you're older than him.
Yeah.
How many years did you play together on the team?
We played 3 years.
3 years on the team?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. What legacy do you think he's left for this Clark Central team?
Wow, he left some big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He literally left some big shoes to fill. His legacy, I mean, I would say his legacy is just he was before his time.
Yeah.
Honestly, he was literally before his time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the legacy he left. And that it's going to be hard to fill those shoes. I don't care who he is.
Yeah.
It's just the stuff that he did as a high school player, I think is kind of unmatched.
I understand. Yeah. When he went off to, I believe it was Anderson College, what was your reaction to that?
I was kind of, I wouldn't say shocked that he went junior college.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was the best route for him at the time, mm-hmm. to start small and then kind of go up. And I was just happy for him, honestly. Mm-hmm. I was really happy, excited for him.
Yeah.
Because that's something that he really wanted to do. He really wanted to go out to college and play ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, he went off. We didn't communicate a lot after he went off, but when he came home, we connected and we talked. You know, he was excited that he was, you know, he was about to transfer. And I want to say he was going to transfer to South Carolina, maybe. I'm not sure on Fort Pullman, but I'm almost thinking that's where he was going to transfer.
Yeah. What was, what makes you say that it was the best route for him to go college then, as rather than going straight pro or going to a football?
I mean, at that point, it wasn't no going straight pro. So it was like, and I think, I would say the maturity level at that point, I think it was best for him to start off in a junior college.
Yeah.
You know, because I said he was kind of silly, you know. I don't think he may have quite been ready, not talent-wise.
Yeah.
Talent-wise, he was ready for D1.
Yeah.
Talent-wise, I just think the maturity level at that point, it may have been easier for him to go there.
Would it be fair to say he was cocky?
No, he wasn't cocky. He wasn't cocky. I think it's, a lot of people would say cocky. I say confident. I think he was confident in his ability to play basketball, where a lot of people see that it is cockiness, but I don't think it's cocky.
I got you. And when you heard of his passing, what was your first reaction?
Now that was really crazy. We were here at a local community center playing pickup ball, and one of the guys that runs the community center, he came in, he was like, "Hey, Doc," they called me Doc. And I was like, "Yeah, he's come here for a minute." I walked over and he was like, "Got something to tell you." So I don't know if it's true, but I'm gonna tell you what I just heard. I'm like, "What?" He was like, "I heard a person just die." Like, oh. I was like, "Nah, that ain't true. So I made a phone call and found out that it was true. So I went back in the gym and I told the guys, and it was like, the game just stopped. And everybody just sat down and was like, we were all just shocked.
Yeah.
Because I literally had seen him prior to that, probably like a couple of weeks before that. He was home. He was like, "Hey, I'm gonna make it, man. I'm gonna make it." You know? I'm like, "Yeah, no doubt. I believe it." You know, and then boom.
Yeah.
So it was more of a shock than that.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. It took a lot out of me because I had grew up.
Yeah.
And I've known the person a lot of people.
Yeah.
The little silly kid that used to take his ball and run home. See, I knew that first. A lot of people didn't know that first.
Yeah. And thinking more sort of from that point to now, how did your sort of understanding of his life change and his legacy?
I would probably say from that point to now, it was just, I didn't understand how good of a basketball player he was.
Yeah.
I knew he was good, but then from then to now, if you look at the guys, that are playing now, that's in the NBA, and it's like, the stuff that they're doing, he was doing back then.
Yeah.
And nobody, nobody really like imagined that this would be like today's game.
Yeah.
That's why I always say he was before his time.
Yeah.
Because at 6'8", he could do everything. He could dribble, he could shoot, pass. I mean, literally, he could do everything on fast time.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Would you say he was a larger than life figure on the team?
I wouldn't say. Yeah, I guess you could kind of say larger than life. He stood out.
Yeah.
You know, he stood out a lot. And I mean, I guess you can say larger than life.
I got you.
Because like around here, it was rare that we seen a kid 6'8" that could do all this.
Yeah.
You know, we had kids. Like across town, they had kids that side, but they couldn't do the thing that he
did. Yeah.
I would guess you could say a larger
one. I got you. And thinking about this team and now and your role on the coaching staff, is is he someone you'll mention or bring up to?
We kind of bring his name up sometimes. We bring a lot of our teammates' names. You know, it's kind of like we try to compare sometimes to how they are now to how we were.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of it is a lot of toughness.
Mm-hmm.
I think we was a little more tougher than these kids are now.
Yeah.
You know, so we kind of bring it up and we bring it up periodically, you know, to say, hey, Percy this, or, you know, Percy was doing this at this age.
Yeah.
You know? So, we do.
I got you. When Coach Smith told me he has a photo in the locker room.
Yeah.
Is that something that it was important to you to see him represented there?
Yeah. I mean, that picture means a lot. It kind of keeps his memory alive. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, whenever you walk in, you don't always look at that picture.
Yeah.
You know, and just like, hey, what if?
Yeah.
What if? What could be?
Yeah.
That's an important picture. Mm-hmm. I think it's a key part of our basketball history here.
Yeah, I got you. And when you think about every player you've seen during your time on the team to now and over all the years in between, what made him different from, apart from skill, apart from talent, what was his X factor, do you think?
I would say probably just his overall personality. That was an X factor for me. Because, like I said, I knew him in a different light than a lot of people did. So for me, it was just his overall personality.
Yeah.
Besides his talent, just his overall personality.
Yeah. How was he different from growing up in the community versus on the team? Like, was...
I mean, it wasn't like a big difference. Mm-hmm. You know, because he was still silly. He was just a silly kid altogether. Yeah. I mean, like, if he wasn't on the floor playing, mm-hmm. he was always being silly.
Yeah.
So it just kind of brought it in. It brought it from the community to the gym. You know, it mm-hmm. was just, he was just silly until it was time to play. When it was time to play, he could just turn it on.
Absolutely. For you, what does he represent to the what does he represent for the program? What does he represent to the program?
Greatness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you say he's the greatest of all time in Clark Central basketball history?
I would say so.
Yeah. What makes you say that?
Because, like I said, the stuff that he did at his size, I don't think nobody else came through who did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see, like, before my time, mm-hmm. from what I've heard about before my time, I don't think nobody that came through it did it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got you. And I think my, like, last general question is, do you have any other teammates from that team who knew him that you think I should talk to, other than Coach Smith and yourself? Or anybody in the school?
We probably got a couple of other teammates that you can talk to.
I got you. Do you have phone numbers or contact information?
I do have contact.
Would it be possible if I sent you an email to get that from you? Or just right now?
Yeah, you can send me an email.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Percy or what he did?
Other than we miss him, that's it.
Yeah, I got you. All right, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.